Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a woman asking a man his height, and he says 6'3". But then he asks her weight, and she says, why does it matter? Because double standards, of course. Women can have preferences, but men can't, don't you know? Maybe he lives in a European-style building with a tiny elevator and wants to make sure she doesn't exceed the weight limits, or they could both plummet to their death. Also, instead of asking how heavy she was, I would ask how fat she was instead. Moving on, a few weeks ago, at least 6 female teachers were arrested in only 2 days for banging their students. But they didn't actually have sex. It was actually technically rape, if they were underage. I'll bet you anything society blamed the boys or gave them high fives because they rarely blame the women for stuff like this. Only one of the women, the one in the top left, is good looking. The rest look like someone glued a wig on a troll doll. Number 3 is 28-year-old Celia. More likely 48, or even possibly 58. Then again, we all underestimate what bad makeup and an awful lifestyle can do to a woman. At this rate, this is probably what she's gonna look like when she turns 42. Then again, maybe she's telling the truth and got a double booster shot for COVID. Who knows? Also, maybe her body count and number of abortions is actually 28. Up next, why can't we draw cartoons like animated series from the 1990s anymore? Just look at that fine detail on that armor. You know that back then we used to watch such things because of the plot. But we all know why they don't make cartoons like this anymore. Because the armor here is just too damn offensive to ugly fat feminists. Then again, I'm pretty sure that Rogue here is responsible for me being an ass man. Looks like Wolverine is also an ass man as well. Number 5, a woman loses weight, and her husband gets more romantic with her. And she says this makes her hate him, and she asks why he couldn't treat her like this while she was fat. Now she's probably going to divorce him because of all that resentment. Fat is unattractive, and I guess she didn't see his t-shirt which said, no fat chicks on it. But if he were to quit his job to find himself, would she still love him? Moving on is another fat woman, and her doctor says it looks like you're pregnant. She asks him if she's pregnant, and he says no, but it looks like you are. This is definitely Leslie Nielsen-style humor at its finest. She was all excited for a second because she thought she was about to get rich from child support and welfare, don't you know? Her eyes staring at him are probably pleading and asking, can you please make me pregnant, Doc? Number 7 is a real hero of a man. His daughter was raped by 3 thugs, so he got arrested on purpose. And then he ended all of them in jail. It kind of reminds me of that scene from Watchmen where Rorschach tells the guys in the maximum security prison that he's not locked up with them, and in fact, they're the ones that are locked up in there with him. I don't justify violence of any kind, but you know that this man will get a medal when he gets to the afterlife. Number 8, you know what they say. Everything is bigger in Texas. This woman went from plump to being like My Little Pony in only 5 years flat. Maybe the plan all along was for her to get big enough to plug the holes in the border fence. Who knows? Looks to me like this woman might have actually eaten the Alamo. This is what happens when it's too hot to go outside in Texas for over half a year. Canadian women put on weight as well during those long winters. Up next, we have an article asking the question, is it wrong for a man to not want to date a single mom? Apparently the preference is fine, but the messaging to justify it can be problematic. I.e. guys shame other guys that date single moms, and women don't like that. They want it to stop. We all know that really single moms are for single dads. Also, man dating a single mom looks like quite the desperate dude. Also, would you eat someone else's half-finished meal? Or is that too problematic as well? Number 10 is a woman that asks men to show her their bank balance on the first date because she only wants to go with wealthy guys. She wants to know if she's wasting her time. She's a moron though because keeping all of your money in the bank with this rate of inflation is pure clown world. I guess I now need to start asking women to not wear makeup on the first date because I need to know if I'm wasting my time as well. LOL. Moving on is the Babe Watch starter pack, and it looks like they're all getting ready to settle down now. Time is not kind unless you're a man, of course. A man can still look distinguished and look like he has a lot of character as he ages. A woman, on the other hand, ends up looking like a copy of a younger self that's been fully degraded. Number 12 is Cardi B without her makeup, and it looks like she's a 3 or 4 at best. I'm also sure she looks like a 3 after you've had 6 pints. If you have to get drunk as a skunk to be with her, then she can easily go from being called Cardi B to called Bacardi. Erin Clary says that her face looks like a Down syndrome buffalo. If makeup was made illegal, we would finally see who's beautiful and who's not. Up next is Demolition Man, from back in 1993, when science fiction films were actually good. It predicted toxic masculinity, political correctness, cancel culture, and so much more. It was a comedy 30 years ago, but it seems to have become a blueprint for today. I still have no idea how they used the three seashells, though. They even had this machine that would actually fine you for hate speech. Number 14 is AOC wondering why, if socialism doesn't work, why her socialist friends in Washington, D.C. are all multimillionaires. You'd think that they would have been audited because somehow many of them amassed hundreds of millions of dollars on a lowly six-figure salary. Socialism and communism are always for the wealthy and their cronies, don't you know? They get to enjoy the high life while everyone else is poor and has to get high to escape how horrible their lives are. Moving on, it looks like Ariana Grande isn't all that happy because she had to settle her divorce and pay Dalton Gomez over $1 million. She should have paid him more because she openly cheated on him. He cheated on his ex-wife, though, and had a child with her, and left her to be with Grande. It's a complete shit show. In the end, she just paid him to go away. Number 16, this is what modern marriage looks like. Except the gator isn't fat enough, and the guy is too fat. A croc in a dress is about the best you can hope for these days when it comes to marriage. This is AI generated. In the previous image, the guy kicked the gator in the head because it tried to eat his pizza. I guess it was true love. Up next is a woman that appealed for more child support after her baby daddy got promoted. The guy ordered a DNA test and the son failed it. After that, he ghosted her and the child, and she says he's being petty because he's not talking to the child anymore and wonders how to fix things. Women can't take accountability for anything, it seems, even when they are clearly guilty of wrongdoing. She should be forced to pay back all the child support money that she got so far. Number 18 is Ukraine getting pissed off that Israel is the latest distraction. It doesn't matter for the United States, though, because war is just an opportunity for billionaires to get printed money from the government and profit while diluting the currency. Zelensky is also probably crying right now. Number 20, it looks like Ukraine, again, is running out of men who are still actually alive, so they've started conscripting the women they haven't already allowed to flee. Finally, it looks like women will have to face equality on the battlefield. You know, they'll probably just lay their weapons down and welcome their Russian conquerors with open arms and topless chests. It makes me wonder how long before traditionalism rears its ugly head again in that country. Moving on, AOC makes her second appearance in this video. She criticized people for ending burglars that try stealing their stuff. Someone responds by saying that if a burglar values someone else's stuff more than his own life, he's a moron. He basically put AOC in her place. AOC feared for her own life because people were protesting at the Capitol building. Number 21, a bunch of female Israeli soldiers were banned from working in high-security prisons after 4 female soldiers were caught having sex with 1 male Palestinian terrorist. Apparently, there's no proof of this, but we know that this sort of thing happens all the time in prisons. Women are attracted to hot criminals, and such men are irresistible, and they fantasize about being with them all the time. They also don't have loyalty to their tribe. Up next is 43-year-old Nicole, a single mother of 11 children, on a dating site of all things. She says that she's not there for games and to please not waste her time. She also came up as a lucky pick. Yes, because you sure are lucky to end up with her, of course. And she, like almost all women, are looking for a long-term relationship. I.e., she wants a consistent source of attention, and to abuse a man as an emotional tampon. With that many kids, though, taking out everyone to Applebee's could easily cost you more than $1,000. Number 23 is an article saying that plus-size women admit they aren't attracted to overweight men. Someone asked the question, how come women get to be plus size while men get to be overweight? Fat women, of course, expect tall gym rats to love their fat, gassy asses, but they won't love a big, handsome man's globular belly. Basically, it's okay to shame fat men, but it's not okay to shame fat women. Moving on, if only a woman's sexual history was written on her face, then there would actually be virgins out there. Either that, or there should be an odometer right above her pee sleeve, so that we can all see how much mileage she actually has. Number 25 and the last one is Chris Evans, being friend-zoned by his co-worker's single mother at the time. I'll leave her name out of this. She didn't even want anyone to think of the possibility that the two of them were together. He said they look like a couple, and she responds by saying a couple of best friends. After being friend-zoned, Evans just ruined his life by getting married to a gold digger, no doubt. Everyone thought it was good for him to marry a 26-year-old, but it's going to come back to bite him in the butt. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it in the algorithms so that other viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and you want me to make more and expand it to more than 2 days a week, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this each and every week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.